Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sorry.
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
So, Christopher, I see in the background there you have a big Valentine's Day balloon. Congratulations on doing it right.
That's not for me. I gifted that to my daughter and my wife. I'm a big balloon guy, and I don't that. I don't mean that figuratively. I like a big balloon. Like if I'm at Walgreens, Party City, I'm eyeing out the biggest bad boy I can fit in my car.
Really? See, I find a big balloon to be a little ostentatious. I like the small balloon that's about the size of. If the balloon is bigger than a catcher's mitt, I don't want it.
I will admit that it's not safe to drive with a big balloon in your car.
No, like no, it is especially because they're all holding it.
It's like blocking every mirror I have. I can't look in my rearview mirror. I can't look in my side mirror. It's like there are some dangers in it, but once you get it home, the risk reward is very. I love the risk reward ratio.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially you have a 6-year old. They love a big balloon. You know, a big balloon is like a toy. You know, they want to hug it, and it's
although
great.
This is one of those ones, the helium ones, that will float away.
Right.
You know, so it's great. Craiglin just wants to release it into the sky, and I keep telling her how dangerous that is for our environment.
Yeah, it really is. But here's the other thing about a helium balloon. They become very sad very quickly. And 3 days from now, it will be slowly floating
three days past there this one's already starting to lose its
and when it begins to sink, it metaphorically a sinking heart-shaped balloon is sad on a lot of different levels.
Dad,
so enjoy it while you can.
Did you have your balloon didn't you have some issues with Valentine's Day and getting things delivered to mom or something?
I had the worst possible issue, which is I ordered a dozen roses delivered to her office because that way she can show them off to coworkers and, you know.
Yeah, right. No, that's the move. I do that to Christy, too.
No, you have to. Yeah. It defeats the purpose if you send it home and nobody sees it except the woman herself.
Can I be honest, though? This year, I sent it to Christy, and I'm talking low because she's in the other room. 1-800-Flowers paid for all of us to send flowers to our spouses.
Oh, really?
From the Lebatard show, so I didn't have to, like, pay anything. They were just like,
wait, you can hear that? Shit. I always do it. I mean, have I not always done it? I always do it, but this year, I happened to not have to pay for it because they were just...
My wife would be like, great, you got a bargain, great.
Yeah, my wife's mad at me. Should I have offered to pay?
Okay, it'd be nice if I knew about that 1-800-Flowers deal and had been included. That would have been nice because then
it wasn't 1-800. It was not one. Like, let's be clear here. You are not. This is not 1-800-Flowers that did you wrong, because 1-800-Flowers does nobody wrong.
Right. This was an unnamed Fort Lauderdale area florist who I deal with a lot. You know, I send a dozen roses 3-4 times a year.
So how many times have you probably done it over the years? From this
I would
one
say
company?
At least 20.
And this is the first time they screwed up.
This is the first time they screwed up.
So,
but
no,
so
no benefit of the doubt from Greg Cody.
Okay. Three different people called me because at one time I'm like, I don't even want to say what I said.
Oh, God.
But I said to the gentleman who called, and he's like the big wig of the company. I said to him, I'm not telling anything you don't already know.
So
but,
obvious. Yes.
Okay.
Today of all days, if you're in the Valentine's Day.
If you're in the business of delivering flowers, the worst thing you can screw up is not delivering flowers on Valentine's Day.
Dad, it's they probably have, how many orders on Valentine's Day does that company
I don't care.
Have?
They took my order.
Okay, but let's say they had 500. Let's just use a nice, easy round number.
Sure.
They're going to screw up two or three.
Hire more drivers.
But just like, you have to give a little leeway for human error. Like, it's like you're so perfect. Like, JD's never had to say, Greg, you forgot a comma here. Or, hey, this is
sure
a
run.
Like, it's just the idea that as soon
I'm
as
not perfect,
as soon as one mistake is made, that you feel the need to just berate. Like, they don't know that Valentine's Day is a big day for them.
Right.
Like, it's a personal thing. Like, they're like, let's really, this Greg Cody, he's due for, we haven't screwed him over.
Okay.
It's just like, I hate, and this is the way you are at restaurants. You take it personal and you get this like anger in you. And it's just like, that's the disconnect here. You're obviously right. You were wronged. No one is denying that. But how you treat people and how you respond in these moments matters.
I treat people kindly.
You just said I don't want to admit what I said to the guy.
Okay, I may have gone overboard in some of my commentary because I was very frustrated. And a couple of things are worth saying. Number one, the company did deliver the roses early the next morning and did not charge me.
And mom could not have given a shit any
less.
True,
right.
Like,
I cared enough for both of us.
That's the part about this is like you just text mom, hey, the company screwed up. I'm so mad. They'll be there tomorrow. They're free. Okay, no problem. Like, who cares? This is not a big deal.
That's about how it works.
And for you to like ruin one employee's day, it's just like, get over it. It's not that important.
Sorry. That sounded like the word achoo. That was weird.
I've been trying to be nicer to you on this podcast because people give me so much shit, but this is one of these triggers for me when you treat employees at workplaces like you're the only person that exists. It's very frustrating for me.
Okay. Number one, don't accuse me of mistreating
I've heard you in every setting when you're frustrated with service at any place, whether it's a phone store, whether it's a restaurant, you get this tone and this like seeing red.
Okay. I'm honest in all walks of life. So when I'm frustrated, I find it very difficult to hide it and I don't want to hide it. I want to express it.
So maybe it's not mistreat. Maybe it's you just have a shorter leash with people you don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
And that's all Chris is saying is maybe have a longer leash. My approach is different because I'm just like, I have this like perpetual fear of stepping on someone's toes or making someone feel bad. And I'm still going to be honest, but I'm also going to try to find, okay, what's the solution that will work for everybody. But then that's my day job too, though, is the customer service side of that and trying to make sure that, okay, if things aren't exactly up to par, one, I'm sorry. And let's figure out how to make this right for everybody. Or as close to right as we can. This is how I'm wired.
Yeah.
And
everyone's
but that's because I live in 80% fear at all times.
Everyone's different. My wife is the opposite of me. My wife comes from the school of Greg Cody, and she can probably hear me. Last night we went to a concert, and we dealt with some horrific. I'm not obviously. And Levitard Show is partners.
Did she just yell lies?
Levitard Show is partners with Game Time. This was not Game Time. This was another ticketing company. We tried to go to a concert. We bought tickets. They sent us the wrong tickets.
Oh,
it was like we were at the event, not able to get to our seats that we had actually purchased. I had to go in and purchase more tickets to try to get them. Got the wrong ones again. It was a cluster. We ended up missing half the concert. And Christy's on the phone with this company. And we got full, Christy is like a Greg Cody. She's taking care of business. She's talking firm. And we got full refunds everywhere.
Yeah, you got a good one there in Christy.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. There's different ways to handle things.
I want to eat my shrimp.
But Christy is actually better than you, though. Christy will have a veracity to her voice, but she will constantly say, I'm sorry that I'm frustrated. This is not like you. Because she's talking to some rep.
Right. I say that, too.
No, you don't. She constantly says... I realize I'm being frustrated right now, but it's not at you. Like, she is good about letting the person on the phone off the hook while still being frustrated. No.
Yeah, me too.
No.
I will get firm, but if I don't think I'm going to win the fight, I need Jane on the phone so that she can know that I put in everything that I did.
Right. I just hand the phone. Dude, I'm the worst with that. I'll just be like, it's fine. No big deal. It's just give me whatever you can give me back. It's like Christy, that's why she just handles that stuff.
Although I'll fight for what's right, but I try really hard not to make it personal, and then I try to find, okay, what's a way that we can make things work for everybody?
Yeah.
What concert did you see?
It was a country concert.
Or did you half see? Who was it?
Cody Johnson and Justin Moore.
Greg Cody Johnson? I've never heard of him. And Dustin Moore? I've never heard of either one of those. What happened to country music?
Did you tell Cody he spells Cody wrong?
Justin Moore, and he does spell Cody wrong, yeah.
What happened to country music? I used to know everybody. When Merle, Waylon, Willie, Johnny.
Skins.
Skins Marink.
This is...
Baby's got a heart of gold. Okay. That's good. We saw...
Christy and her sister wanted to see them more. Like I was fine to go, but it was not like someone that I was.
Have you ever seen Bo Burnham's like
generic country songs?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Cold beer. He's just like
good looking mama. Apple pie. Thanks for the troops.
Right? Yeah,
that's right. No, that's a funny parody. Beyonce just put out a country song called Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and I wanted so much to love it. And it's just awful. And it's not even a country song.
Whoa.
She just really dropped the ball. And Bay people, whatever she calls her fans, the Beehive.
Oh well, gosh, well I'm.
I don't mean to insult anyone, but it's really, really a dreadful song, and I apologize. Why is that got anything to do with being white? I'm not allowed to dislike a song of hers.
Oh no, I'm saluting me too because I called it Bayhive. I didn't call it Beehive. I'm making fun of me too.
First of all, I hope I'm right.
It's not my demo.
I think it's Beehive because it's supposed to be a playoff of like bees, like a beehive. Yeah. But maybe it is Bayhive though, because a beehive would be Bayhive, and it's the Bayhive.
Jim Bayhive. I was going to
yes. Yes. You got to be quicker, Yeti.
And in fairness to my dad,
I won the Bayheim line. What?
I heard the Beyonce song as well, and I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was great. I just think it's a song. Okay. But to my dad's defense. My dad hates all new country music. There's not a new country song that comes on that my dad's like, oh, this is good.
That's much true. The same way. Jake Owen hated it. I tried. Once I heard about him, I tried. I'd never heard of him before.
So Barefoot got some Blue Jean Night.
Oh, gosh. It's just like...
Full moon shining bright.
Yeah. Killed me. I can't do this. I tried. I wanted to just because of the show. But then when he went after Jason Isbell, then yeah, you lost me there.
It is really funny to see people.
I like Jason Isbell.
It's funny to see people who don't, not that they don't like country, but just like there are just some people out there that just can't do country. And it's just funny to like even Yeti right now, just like him, just you can like see him squirming. Which
it's so cringe. Like, so much of it is now. But like my country sensibilities are going to be closer to Greg's.
Yeah.
When it comes to. But someone new comes along that's able to really put a great song together, I'll respect the hell out of it and love it. Like, yeah. I mean, Jason Isbell, I don't know how many country people consider him country or not anymore. He's got a lot of rock in him. I think he considers, he's just like, I just love to rock, man. But like,
there's
like,
no greater thing you could say about a song than Yeti. What was it you just said? God damn it, I wanted to mock you.
I don't even remember what I just said.
You were like, I approve of that song. It's like, there's nothing a song get wants
my
more.
Stamp of approval.
I
don't just listen. Like, I pick it apart.
Yeah.
And so, it's still only my opinion, but.
We got you, Yeti. You listen to music different than the rest
Yeti
of us.
Listens to music. I don't listen to as much as I should, but.
I want to bring the Hee Haw 3 in the direction of country music. I will say that. And I want to give a quick update on the Hee Haw 3. Big things are happening. You didn't see the last of the Hee Haw 3 during our live two performances in Las Vegas last week. I don't want to say too much.
Greg's going to start writing checks that I can't cash.
Yeah, no. We're setting basically, up big check blank my dad's checks
about,
here.
My dad's about to tell you all the ideas we've had for the Hee Haw 3. Right.
That's no things that we should probably not air right now because we still have to green light things. But
live performances may or may not be involved. I'm teasing.
I do think we can say that we are going to try to mobilize at least locally here, maybe in Miami a little bit, and. Give the people what they want, more hee-haw in their life.
Right? I think we are safe to say that you have not, like just like last week we teased, you've not seen the last of the Hee Haw 3, of Greg Cody and the Hee Haw 3.
Right. Yes.
We're dealing with some real shitternet right now from my dad, by the way, audience.
By the way, the day before Valentine's Day, your mother and I went to see Rod Stewart, which tells you what my age demographic is, because Rod Stewart is like 79. And I'm thinking to myself psychologically, I think that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy singing, quote unquote, and performing on stage is because, believe it or not, it makes me feel young, because so many of the artists that I grew up following, Paul McCartney, Rod Stewart, Elton John, Mick Jagger, that crowd, they're all older than me. And some of them are a lot older than me. And, you know, you can still do, you can still go on stage and sing when you're like really old, including Rod Stewart, whose voice, he's always had that, that raspy voice. His voice is leaving him. He can't be voluminous with his voice anymore. It's weird to hear. You know, he still performs. He's still a pretty good stage performer. Fans love him. Women still love him. But I don't know. He's just, it was almost sad, you know.
Was the performing with the Hee Haw 3 in Vegas, was that the first time you've ever sang with a band? Because I know at Gramercy you sang in front of people, kind of.
Right.
But when you kind of forgot to sing, but still you sang in front of people. Right. But was that, was the, in was Vegas the first time you performed with a band?
Yes.
Nice. That's what I thought. And that's kind of cool. At 69 years old, you have your first performance with a band. And last year, you did talk about trying to do new things and wanting to do new things. And you did. And that's cool that we were able to make that happen. And as long as this truck keeps rolling, we're going to make it happen again.
Right. For sure.
As long as we don't break up. We almost broke up this week.
Yeah, there were a lot of meetings, a lot of board meetings about legalities of things. So I feel
it's mainly just because I'm scared Yeti at all times.
Yeah, Sketty. We dealt with scared Yeti this weekend.
Gosh,
this
Sketty. Week. Sketty was a slang that was used in my high school to talk about gross people.
I want to talk about some of the turmoil we had off air over the past few days regarding our merch store and Hee Haw 3. Merchandise and I don't know what the status
before you go down this road, your internet is crap.
And this is, by the way, it's PFPI Gala weekend in the Cody household, which is paramount and it's beautiful. And we're going to do some, bring you live in on the PFPI Gala in a bit, but right now, I'm going to try Uncle Dick one more time, if you'll indulge me. I got to get to the bottom of this.
Audience, while he makes this call, we were about to talk about the Hee Haw 3, and then I interrupted Greg, and now he moved directly to PFPI.
No, I just wanted to settle this
transition,
this thing we were talking about, because we were having an argument online about should we do this and should we not. I will go to my grave thinking that I have an intellectual property claim.
Right, but a minute ago we were just talking about the Hee Haw 3, and you were just, and then all of a sudden you're like, "I'm calling Uncle Dick."
We should ask him.
Yeah, no, you know, I don't want to tease more about the Hee Haw 3 than I already have, except to say that I think there's and all right, I think
you said enough. You said enough.
I think we're going to have live performances. I hope. Okay, hang on just a second here. All right, here we go. All right, he never answers when I call.
A little further back. There you go. Maybe a little closer.
This is ridiculous. He just never answers the phone. What's he doing?
Hey, Greg.
He's a retired man. Where is he on a Saturday morning?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
For the love of God. Okay, sorry about that. I'm trying to
exactly... do you think he wouldn't answer for me and not for you, right?
Yeah, this is the great coffee can incident of 1968. For more than 50 years, I have carried this memory in my mind, and I've never talked to my brother about it, and I want to find out from him once and for all if I have invented in my own imagination what happened, or if it actually did happen and he remembers it. So eventually, maybe as part of the PFPI coverage, gala coverage, when he'll be down here, we can do that. I have dad jokes and three facts, Jack.
Not yet. We need to get back to the store, because I distracted you.
Okay, yes. Let's get to the store. Right. My bad. Okay, we are going to have Hee Haw 3 merchandise in our merch store, but tell them how to get to it.
Sure, they can go to heehaw.thegregcodyshow.com. That's heehaw.thegregcodyshow.com.
Simple as that.
And that will take you to their very own Greg Cody and the Hee Haw 3 merch store, where for almost the next couple of weeks, you can get 15% off your entire order. So go now.
Perfect.
There's only going to be one design in it right now. Keep it simple for you, but go check it out. If you like it, give us a buy. That's not a phrase.
Yeah. And it's a great design. It's fantastic.
I think said Yeti sold that a little wrong. We don't just have one design. We have only one design because so it's the best design ever created. We did that purposely. We were like, we have 10 options here. No, we're going to give them one and then we'll trinkle out the rest. I don't even know if trinkle is the right word there.
Yeah, trickle.
We will trickle out the rest slowly.
Yeah, that's correct. And get it. Pick it up, man. Yep. It's Hee Haw 3 merchandise.
TheGregCodyShow.com/HeeHaw. And if you like our other stuff, remember, shop.TheGregCodyShow.com.
There you go. Go there all now. Right. Buy furiously.
And I will live in fear forever.
Hey, anybody up for dad jokes? No? Dad jokes? Nothing? Christopher?
Go ahead.
Number 3. How do you take a pig to the hospital?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Ambulance.
Dumb.
Number 2. What mixed drink is always in a bad mood?
The wrong person to ask this to.
An angry orchard.
That's not a terrible answer, but it's also not a mixed drink. Stormy. The answer is whiskey sour. Whiskey sour.
That's not even a joke.
This is so dumb.
Number 1. What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
This better be good, because this has been the worst dad jokes outside of the one that got it suspended.
What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
Frocks.
Open-toed.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Now, you need to say that again, because the internet crapped out worse than the segment, but say it again.
Open-toed.
Open-toed. Not bad.
What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
Open-toed.
Open-toed.
I would have rather played the interview that I don't want aired than this.
We'll do that in the future. We're getting to you, Ed Newman.
Shall we throw it to PFPI?
Thank God.
No, Three Facts Jack.
Oh, yeah, Three Facts Jack.
There are three things that interest him, so sit right back for Three Facts Jack.
There is a word for the space between two windows. The word is interfenestration. Number 2. Alaska, while still a territory, held
oh boy.
Confederate flag 1926, and the winning name used on the flag till today was submitted by Benny Benson from the Jesse Lee home, and a 13-year-old that is orphan created the Alaskan state flag.
That is my favorite Three Facts Jack ever, and I can't wait for you to hear it back on the podcast.
We should play for Alex Benson and Chris Benson.
We are not changing a syllable of that Three Facts Jack. It was fantastic, Dad. Seriously.
The perfect fact.
Whatever you did there, you need to do that, everyone, for the rest of time.
Okay. I have no idea whether you're kidding or pulling my leg. Number 1. In 1970... U.S. President Richard Nixon attempted to set up Prince Charles, the future King of England, on a date with his then 21-year-old daughter, Tricia.
I prefer the second one.
The second one's the best, Greg.
Why are you all saying that? What?
Because we
cut out? Like you didn't
understood,
hear me?
We understood like 3 words in the second one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I say it again?
Nope.
It was the greatest fact ever.
We're good. Wow. Moving on.
Okay, well, that's my microphone, I guess.
It's now it's your internet. Yeah, it's your internet.
Yeah, whatever it is. Okay. All right, that's it. So let's get, is it time to get to the PFPI Gala? Because it's big. It's a Cody family tradition literally since the 1960s, since around the time of the great coffee can incident of 68. And so
are there people listening to us right now that are like, I don't know what he's talking about? Or does everyone that listens to this podcast, do they need an explanation of what PFPI is? I don't know. It's interesting.
PFPI is our family football predictions contest or league or whatever you want to call it.
Incorporated.
It's a year-long football pool where we all pick games. There's standings. There's a ridiculous amount of stats. But that's not what you're going to hear tonight. What you're going to hear tonight is called Greg Cody droning.
You've already heard 25 minutes of it so far.
You're about to hear... just my dad in front of a sad podium, in front of 5 family members that are mocking him. And it's just my dad droning on about who won our family football pool while we all just have a beer and drink.
Who won?
I mean, we all drink and make fun of him.
Who won? Okay. We are inviting you into a hyper private, a super private family affair. You personally are invited to join me in my living room this evening for the PFPI Gala and Awards Ceremony, followed by the Champions Dinner. It's a big deal. We have floodlights. We have big spotlights outside of my house going into the rotating in the sky like a world global movie premiere. It's a big, big deal, and you are invited.
Greg is the only one that dresses up.
That's correct. I can't speak for others. I would like you to put Graceland in her best party dress, in her prettiest little gown. If she has a gown, like a formal gown, I would like everyone to dress in formal attire for our PFPI Gala tonight. Rent a tux if you need to, or get one out of mothballs in the closet. Dress formal tonight. Black tie.
They will not.
No, they won't. But I will. Okay, we're talking to Uncle Dick.
I feel like it's a red carpet right now. We're on the red carpet for the PFPI Gala. Yes.
Yeah, the flash bulbs are going off. The paparazzi is bothering us. But
we're here with Uncle Dick. What are you wearing?
Dion.
Okay.
Dion DiMucci.
Dion Belmont.
Right, what are you eating? Hors d'oeuvres?
Salami,
nice.
Okay, all right, we're on the red
carpet. A little charcuterie board.
Hey, that kind of thing. All right, for a few weeks now, I've been meaning to talk to you, Uncle Dick, about, and you just by the title of it, you may or may not know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to you about the Great Coffee Can Incident of 1968.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
It wasn't 68, though.
What was it?
I wasn't in Japan in 68, so it wasn't 68.
Okay, what year would it have been?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, but tell us what you remember.
I remember it was in your bedroom. You were at your little tiny desk doing stats.
Right.
And
a bunch of nerd shit.
I was laying down. We were talking, and I was laying down on your bed, and eventually I fell asleep into a sound sleep. And the next thing I know, in my head, it sounded like the roof was falling in on me, and I was going like in a fetal position. And there was Greg with a coffee can full of coins shaking it next to my head.
Violently.
Now, that exact thing did happen. Do you know why? Why was my dad doing that to you is really the basis of this whole thing.
I do not know.
Okay, I wasn't doing it out of mean spirit. I was doing it...
Revenge.
Out of revenge.
Really?
Yes. Okay, here's what I remember.
Yeah, find us out 65 years later.
You urinated on his Stratomatic board.
I intentionally broke the cardboard cover of my Stratomatic baseball game. My board game.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
And that, this was payback?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
There you go. So it's finally resolved. And I breathe a sigh of relief because I was worried that for 50 years I have been like harboring this memory that never really happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Like classic men, it takes you 50 years to express yourself.
That's correct. That's correct. So the great coffee can incident of whatever the hell year it was actually happened.
Yeah, it did. I have no idea what year.
If there are any other men out there that want to confront someone 50 years later, we'll use this platform. We could interventions 50 years later.
I had no idea it was a revenge thing.
Yeah,
I thought you're just screwing around and you're going to wake me up.
No. I remember being very upset because I thought you intentionally broke my cardboard cover.
I remember that. You remember what that was all about?
No.
I don't either.
I think it might have been that you stepped on it accidentally, and then I got upset, and you wouldn't apologize, and one thing led to another.
My dad, you do love an apology.
Well, I love when I'm wronged to be
told. Sorry, I broke your...
This is nice. They're hugging right now.
Okay.
They just hugged. Let's have a gala.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Sunday. What we've all waited for is this Sunday. Handing out the awards here on Sunday. In an ill-fitting suit will be Greg, Corey, Paul, Cody. That's when you'll turn on the live stream to stare blankly at Greg giving a speech you aren't even in this fantasy league, but you still won't want to miss it. Joe Gallo for PFPI. Let's have a party for PFPI. Cheap mimosas be damned, this thing's still in demand. You should cancel all other plans. It's the tradition of PFPI. Pro Football Predictions Incorporated. All you have to be there and pretend that you care, or you're bound to get a death glare.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Why did mom walk out again? Respect the gala. Sooner or later, we're going to begin.
No.
Are we ready? Welcome to the 2024 PFPI Gala and Awards Ceremony, followed by our Champions Dinner. This year's PFPI Gala is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. President's Day sale now through the end of March. Promo code Greg. $460 off any mattress now.
Sponsored event.
It's a sponsored event. Hey, welcome all to our PFPI Gala with our Champions Dinner to follow. This marks our 28th season overall and 20th continuous season of the modern era in a Cody family tradition. Unlike any other, a tradition that began in the late 1960s, born of a love of football. Today we celebrate 2023 season champion, Tati's Llamas! Tati became only the third player to win the title in their first season of competition, joining Greg's Lobos in inaugural season 1969 and Chris's Critters in 2004 when our league was reborn. We welcomed in two remarkable rookies this season.
And you know who that is.
With Tati winning the championship.
Hold for applause.
And Graceland's Giraffes. Challenging and very nearly beating the all-time single season record for most unique hits.
Sam, coming for you, Ruth.
Before we hear remarks from all of our teams in inverse order of finish, a quick review of the season.
Charlie, watch out for you.
Please do check out our archives in the next room for career totals, all-time records, and more. It was an extraordinary season for PFPI overall. As Brandon beat Alex in our PFPI fantasy finale, and then two teams seeking their first round. In our main league, Tati did not ascend to first place until week 13.
Wow.
We were tied after weeks 15 and 16 before the Llamas emerged victorious.
Who knew?
Two-game margin. That the Rough Riders led much of the season is reflected in Dick winning the 2023 week's leading title with 10.50, including 9 as the solo leader. Weekly titles was a close statistical race with Mike's Chickens emerging out front for the year with 3.50, including 2 solo, edging the 3.33 by the Llamas. The 10-win week's race was even tighter with a 3-way tie for first with 11 each by the Rough Riders, Llamas, and Mom's Maniacs. Unique hits? Not close. It was the Giraffes. Just one off the season record held by Roots Raccoons. Graceland had 17 of the league's 24 unique hits and 58 of the 82 overall opportunities.
Wow.
Best week crown is won by the Llamas with a 13-1 week for a 9.29%. Grace Lobos had the next best 2 weeks. 14-2 and 8.75.
What?
Now!
You repeat that?
Yeah, the whole thing or just some of it?
None of it.
And now this is the best part of our gala every year when we get to hear from our teams. This is what's really special. Two teams tied for sixth place. I'm purposely not playing much of this next walk-off song because it did not pass muster with our censors, to say the least. Fine. Please welcome Christie's Ferrari.
What's the song?
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Play the song.
Another year in the books. Everybody really good. I've got to do a little bit better. Maybe need to do a little bit more research than just looking at the teams and picking one. But
research is a
good
sport.
And congratulations to Graceland's Giraffes for winning the unique hit award.
Yes.
And for Tati's Llamas for winning the whole thing. Very good seasons.
Speak longer. Speak longer. What about me?
I didn't mention you in my...
Yeah, you never did.
Thank you, Ferraris. In fifth place...
How many do we have?
He is our 2005 champion.
I only got fifth place?
Yeah.
With what's still...
Are you here?
I thought I came in like third.
third.
That's no, all yeah, the no, one, no one reads your emails.
Apparently,
I swear to
God,
it right up there.
I swear I came like third.
I can't believe somebody doesn't know what place they.
Well, I read the emails.
I wasn't sure.
I was just hanging in there like for the last.
I wasn't sure.
He doesn't know how to read, guys.
Okay, in fifth place this season, he is our 2005 champion with what still is the best season winning percentage.
Long time ago
of the modern era. That's true. It's Mike's Chickens.
Yeah.
Let's go, girl.
Thank you, everybody. So who came in fourth?
tied for third.
Spoiler alert. Okay. And then I came in fifth.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Dick came in second. You and Mom tied for third.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. All
right. Congrats, everybody. Congrats to the llamas. It's so ridiculous that she won. and that's it. I hope I can finally win one next year. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Michael. We had a tie for third place. She won it all in 2016 and was our reigning champion, having won last year. Great to have two women in a row as champions. What a beautiful league.
Progressive.
Thank you. Please welcome Mom's Maniacs.
Hang on. You won last year?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Also tied for third place. He is PFPI's all-time leader with 9 career championships.
Well, new era, though.
Including modern titles in 2009, 2015, 2018, and 2019. Please welcome Greg's Lobos.
Look at the champion laughing at you.
I thank everyone for being here. I congratulate Toxie's
Mom,
a history-making rookie who won the championship, as well as Grayson Giraffes, who dominated in one of our major categories, the only major statistical category named after a former player, Rooster Raccoons, other than the trophy, which Taki will be handed momentarily, which is the Dad's Dynamics Cup Championship Trophy. What a great season we had. It was really exciting. I thought the whole time that the legendary Dix Rough Riders was going to win, but then Taki came out of nowhere and in a magnetic, wonderful finish, won the championship. So it was just a great year, and thank you all. And the Lobos, I just realized it's going on 5 years since the Great Lobos have added to their record 9 career titles, so let's go for 10 in 24.
Are you going to thank the commissioner?
And I do thank the commissioner, quite frankly. I spent a lot of time as the commissioner, and a lot of paper, as you can see. Killing ink.
The ozone.
Printer ink is super expensive. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Costs just like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have to think of print.
Just like when you...
I gotta use your printer.
Yeah, we have to use your printer.
What for?
We have to print something.
Okay, when you deep fry a turkey, you spend 3 times as much on the oil as the butter. When you print all that, you spend 3 times as much on the ink as you do on the paper. I digress. And now, to our season champion, who will be honored with our subsequent champion's dinner in a couple of hours. To our season champion, to the rookie who shocked the world in a hallmark of perseverance and fight.
This is where Greg forgets to give the trophy.
We welcome to the stage 2023 PFPI champion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Taki's Llamas!
I am flattered and honored that I am even part of the league, so thank you guys. I thought that I had to be born into it or married, so I appreciate being here. I can't believe I won. This is a good example to not count out the underdog and to always try your best.
Yep.
Shout out to my fellow rookie, Graceland.
Yeah.
And thank you so much.
Good job, Tati.
Oh, and I have stickers that I made.
Oh.
Woo! Tati Llamas.
She goes, yeah. Really cool there.
Woo! I want one of those. Well, thank you all again for being here. It's hard to believe that. It's hard to believe that something born in the late 1960s in a corner bedroom at 1440.
Are the Grammys on the
wall? Is adored.
Yeah, no, I see. Like, if you have to be there, I understand.
Can we help you?
No. Hey, Troy, come here.
Christy.
Everybody has her back to pop.
Back up. And yet here we are.
It's not that.
No, I'm wrapping it up. We'll meet again under the PFPI umbrella during our fantasy draft.
We need an umbrella.
And not that long from now. So for now, let's repair. In a matter of 2 hours, we will repair to the champions table and sup in honor of 2023 champion Tati Lamas. Thank you, everyone, and good night. Thank you.
Gala.
Thank God.
That was it really?
Yeah.
We'll make it longer next time.
A quela.
Okay. I'm sweating like a pig.